because a little play can make your day.
Mm-hmm. supposed to talk about.
There was Carl Schmitty's down there in the parade room. He's talking to Michael Moore, the LAPD police chief. Yes,
we've got Michael Moore, as you said, LA police chief. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. It's great to be out here today in Los Angeles. What a beautiful day in Southern California.
And thank you for keeping us all safe and also welcoming us back after 2 years.
This is a great day in Los Angeles. These crowds are, they love us, we love them, and it's just a great day to celebrate Pride Month here in Los Angeles. And again, thank you for KBC for covering this.
We are thrilled. I know we've held you up from your contingent. Now you've got to jog in that outfit to get down there.
No,
thank you for all your service.
God bless. Thank you.
Yes.
So many of your officers, I mean, you can't see them right now, but they're partying back there.
Yeah, we're having a good time. We're dancing. It's what it's all about, just showing who you are and having a good time. So
it's a tough balance, right? Especially right now, everything is so charged. So how do you reach that bridge within the community?
Honestly, it's being yourself.
What does it mean for you guys to be down here representing, sitting comfortably?
Well, it's awesome. You know, the Rams are all about inclusivity and diversity. We're just really excited to be here and represent the Rams and to support Pride.
Support Pride, indeed. And, you know, that it's important for us to see ourselves, right? What does it mean to you when you see representation on screen or at events like this?
And it's only on ABC7, the official LA Pride celebration, sponsored by McDonald's. McDonald's of Southern California is proud to celebrate progress and their people through pride. Live your life, live your truth. I'm loving it.
Many times when people are injured at a place of business, they don't realize they may have a case. The fact is, injuries should not happen. And most of the time when someone is injured, someone is at fault.
And people forget that the very first Pride Parade ever happened right here in Los Angeles.
That's right. We had it right here in Los Angeles. And actually, the 1967 Black Cat Tavern riots were the first LGBTQ protests in response to police brutality right before Stonewall. And then the Stonewall riots in 1969 were actually the first Pride Parade.
And love is love, and just enjoy each other's company. We need a little more of that. A really welcome time for the heaviness of what's going on in the country.
For sure. You're going back to Washington today?
Going back tonight.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Congressman. Nice to see you, too. Happy Pride, everybody.
Whatever makes you happy, I guess.
Many forms, often revealing itself in dramatic fashion, forever reshaping how we see the world around us, unearthing something deeper within that awakens us to the truth. There is so much more out there yet to be discovered. Yamava Resort and Casino, at San Manuel.
The babies.
She has been an ally of the community since the beginning.
Yes, we are here with Amazon. And tell me your name again.
Hi, I'm Evan.
Evan. Evan works in sales at Amazon. Evan, what do you see when you look around at all your colleagues and this massive load over here for Amazon?
I see a place that feels safe. I see a place that feels like it understands the world has all different people, and it makes me really proud to work for a company that sees everyone equally.
It's such an interesting message, especially in these times where, you know, within the community, we wonder about, like, how good is it that there's so much corporate overlap into something that started as a protest? What do you think, like, you know, in your experience, it's so important, I think, to root it back to the fact that in these, all of these companies, there are people who feel affected by so many different pieces of legislation, conversation, etc.
Yeah, I think that it's really important for corporations to be involved, to show that there is a safe place where you can have a good living and balance and be your authentic self. And we spend so much of our life, you know, sort of making a living and giving back to the community. And it's just good to see corporations believe in, you know, humanity and authenticity.
Awesome. Evan, thank you so much for John carrying this.
Thank you.
It's our day for Evan. Guys, back to you.
Yeah. We're going to check down with Carl Schmidt. He is down on the parade room with Delta.
I am down here, and look, I've even got my Biscoff cookies. I got in my Biscoff. Michelle, you, Delta's been a big part of Pride for so long. Why? What does it mean for the company when they get to represent like this?
You know what? We are Delta proud. We love our people, and we love to celebrate our people. So what better than to be a big part of LA Pride? Thank you.
Yeah, and we keep rising when we fly Delta. Thanks for the cookies.
Yeah, you got it. Keep
I love my Biscoffy.
Yeah.
You're making it possible for all of us to live in our authentic
Get it.
Yes, look, I found the vodka float. Talk about happy Pride. Hey, Matt Andre from MAC Cosmetics. And I got to tell you, MAC has for so long supported those of us who are LGBTQIA+, but also a lot in the HIV community, people like myself living with HIV. How important, Andre, is it to do what you guys do at MAC?
Listen, inclusion and diversity is a cornerstone of the brand. It's something that's been important to the brand since the founding. MAC has always been out in front. So we're always proud to come out and support the community during events like this. LGBTQ community is a critical community for MAC. Something that we're very, very happy with.
And we should talk about the way MAC actually gives back too, right?
Yes, MAC has been giving back for many, many years. We've raised over $500 million over the course of our lifetime. We have our Viva Glam sponsorship. Every lipstick that we sell, all the money from that lipstick goes to our charitable donations. So it's something that's important to the brand. It's a part of who we are, and we love it.
Well, we love MAC Cosmetics too. I'll let you keep on going there.
Our favorite word. Like free refills.
We are a group of dedicated volunteers who are seeking to promote spirit, unity, and connection to the Pride community. And today, we are raising money for the nonprofit organization that offers support, education, and community to the Pride community.
Community, it seems, is the key word there, because so much of that was hard to achieve during the pandemic. It's hard not to feel the love around here, though, when you kind of, you have that energy of everyone being back together.
I feel like everybody is so excited to connect and to really invest in community in a way that I haven't seen in like a decade.
this. Love it. She is a straight girl with a gay story. I love it. I'm using it. I'm going to show you right now.
Oh, look at their feathers. Absolutely gorgeous.
So now, beautiful.
Here's the thing that I love about them is that the people representing this contingency are called two-spiriters, which means they house the female and masculine version within their system. I definitely am a part of that community.
I love that.
Yeah.
And there are so many incredible different kinds of people that are here at LA Pride specifically, and so much love. We haven't felt this kind of love in a while.
I know, it feels amazing, but you know, that's the whole point of Pride. I've lived in California and LA for 10 years now. One of the best parts about living here is that you can be authentically yourself. And I found that I've had the most success when I've been able to just be myself. And you can find a great community here in LA, and I think that's what makes it so incredible.
You're incredible.
Thank you so much. Incredible.
We gotta find out who this is. They can tell us.
And today we are all playing for the same team, aren't we?
We are all playing for the same team.
I think if you celebrate your individuality and who you are, more opportunities are gonna come your way.
Seen me wearing, you can go and buy the tank tops like this on the ABC7 website, abc7.com.
Southern California's news leader is expanding to 24 hours a day. That's right, Eyewitness News, anytime, on any screen.
We have breaking news tonight.
ABC7, 24/7, wherever you stream ABC7. The official LA Pride Parade is back and bigger than ever. And it's only on ABC7. The official LA Pride Celebration, sponsored by McDonald's. McDonald's of Southern California is proud to celebrate progress and their people through pride. Live your life, live your truth. I'm loving it.
We are Eyewitness News.
Southern California's news leader.
Amazing up there.
Here with a breaking story.
Buying a house is complicated, so I'm breaking stuff.
But you are.
I love dress code.
Well, you are. Sometimes.
I know.
But sometimes.
Southern California's news leader is expanding to 24 hours a day. That's right. Eyewitness News, anytime, on any screen. Just search ABC7 Los Angeles. Breaking news, weather, and top stories whenever you want it, whenever you need it, and when it matters the most.
We have breaking news tonight.
Complete coverage from the team you know and trust. ABC7, 24/7. Wherever you stream ABC7.
You're watching ABC7. We now return you to our regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
Colster. That is halftime at Children's Mercy Park in New England. Last season Supporters Shield winners head in a goal to the good thanks to the Argentine Gustavo Bow in the 32nd minute. A half of few scoring chances, conditions that have been tricky because of the weather. Peter Vermees, the head coach of Sporting Kansas City, kind enough to join us. Peter, how frustrating a half was that from your perspective?
The fact that I got another guy injured, not a good thing, because actually Remy's probably been the most consistent guy for us up to this point, so losing him is a difficult one, having to adjust. I didn't want to put Kyrie into a position where he had to go in, so, and we just haven't been good with the ball. In the second half, we have to change some things up.
Whatever makes you happy, I guess.
ARCO, quality top-tier gas.